Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man walah amma ba'd. Please take this message very careful and very seriously. In last 48 hours, I dealt with a lot of women, a lot of mother, a lot, really. And I'm watching something between the young and the mother. Forgive me, but until now, I'm watching the same thing over and over again. Remember verse 165 Al-Baqarah and verse 23-24 At-Tawbah. And remember this sentence, I'm responsible about this sentence in the front of Allah. What it means, I'm really serious about it. Today, the way I see it, the majority of the mother worship the children. Worship the children. And not even a regular worship, a very ugly worship. Very ugly. Why? Everything according to me. You see? When the mother, they put all their love to the child. But I will not call it love. I will explain it very soon. I call it obsession. To fulfill her own desire. To have her own status. You see? We are sick. When iman is low and we lose our iman and the purpose of life, like I said it before and over again, we lost the meaning of love. We lost the real affection of the real love. We lost it. What we have between each other is some obsession. Very ugly, vicious obsession. And where it coming from? Dunya. Me. Is my son. Is my daughter. Is my husband. Is my. We do not have my. If I'm a mu'min, is no my. I don't own nothing. I don't own nothing. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wives and his son and his journey. Is this not the people we take the example from? You see? We lost it. We lost the quality. We lost the quality. Because when you have no iman or your iman is weak, you be without knowing, you worship yourself. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Did you not see the one? He worshiped his nafs. This what going on. This what going on. Because if you love your son or daughter or yourself even, you want to go to Jannah. You want support yourself to go to Jannah. You want to do everything for Jannah. سبحانك يا ربي سبحانك يا ربي. Let me share with you some example very quick. Okay? When you look at لبيك اللهم لبيك, when you look what we say in Surah Al-Fatiha, الحمد لله رب العالمين. We thank Allah. We're supposed to thank Allah, show gratitude to Allah, try to serve Allah, try to please Allah. Why? Because He's pleasing us already. He showers us with His bounty. You see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ask us to please Him or to serve Him or to thank Him and He's sitting doing nothing. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. No. He gave us the existence. He gave us hidayah. He gave us the bounty. He gave us health. He gave us water. He gave us food. He gave us, you name it, all the bounty from Him. He deserved it. By the way, I see the new generation and even the elder generation. We become so selfish, so greedy, so narrow-minded, so blind to the point, I want this man, I want this woman, I want her to do this, I want him to do this, I want him to have this. Everything about I. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Wallahi subhanaka ya Rabbi. And when you study Islam, it's all about me serving. Me try to be good. You see? Me try to be generous. Me try to be forgiven. Me try... You see? It's all quality. And all the quality, when you think about it, is a quality of action. Quality of doing. Quality of showing. It's not a talk. It's not a talk. You see? Even all the women and all the men who listen to me, how you want someone to love you and you do not love, you do not show love, you do not show appreciation, you do not show gratitude, you do not try to serve, try to be good. This is what make you earn the love. But somehow, when people are so selfish and stuck, they always talk about what they want. Where's the other person? It's not there. To the point, I start serving and call it love, I call it obsession, the way I want. You see? Everything the way I want. This is what I want. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I send you example about the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take it from me. فاقد الشيء لا يعطي. The one who doesn't have it, he cannot give it. You cannot give anything to somebody you do not have. If you have, you give. If you don't have, you don't give. Very simple. By the way, you have to be straight on what I have. Number one, do I have it? And what I want to give? What I want to share? Do I want to serve or I want to be served? Do I want to be generous or I want somebody to be generous to me? You hear it a lot. You see, even do you have to understand me? Everything is me. Subhanaka Rabbi Wallahi. I hope you and me and everybody else listen to this message carefully. Very carefully. Okay? If you want really, please your Lord, you have to be Abdullah first. You have to develop your quality first. Because you only can give of what you have. And what you have will never happen unless you have the proper iman. The real iman. The one that allows you to be good for Allah. Generous for Allah. Kind for Allah. Love for Allah. Show gratitude to Allah. Serve for Sabilillah. You're not waiting for nothing. At this moment, this is a beginning of your journey. I give you some example of the companion who loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I can keep going and give you story after story about how he deal with things. Very simple. He love. When you love, you serve. When you love, you serve. And your feeling, your happiness, your pleasure, just from serving. This is basic. But this is basic if you understand the basic. Today, may Allah forgive me. The majority of people so stuck about themselves to the point, like I tell you, they do not know how to give. They do not know how to take. Subhanaka Rabbi. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we are in a time now very close to the end. And we are the time getting closer to the season of Hajj, the season of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family, the season of sacrificing, the season of to show the utmost for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just be free. Be free as Abdullah. Try to serve. Try to be good. And it has to be number one for Allah. Number two, for goodness sake. And anything to do with Allah wa Rasulu is goodness. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, talk to Allah. Remember Allah. Make a lot of salah ala nabi. And always questioning yourself. What I have. What I have to give. Do I want to give? Giving what? Do I want serve? Serving what? Do I want please? Pleasing whom and for what and what? And be straight and honest yourself. And if I don't have it, how I can have it? How I can develop myself? How I can build the quality to be? But you see, the moment you do that, don't think about receiving. No, think about gaining. Gaining. And gaining, you have to pay. You see, effort, spending, time, you know, crying, make dua, read, learn, grow. I bear witness. Journey of Iman is a journey of joy, the journey of happiness, the journey of elevation, dunya and akhirah, the journey of exalted, because you're getting closer to Allah, the journey of honor, the journey of freedom, the journey of strength, the journey of giving. Eid al-Adha, the Eid coming is what? The Eid of sacrifice. Imagine, meaning sacrifice is a very high word. It's not giving, it's not pleasing, it's not serving. It is the utmost. I'm giving you what I have, everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the quality to be for Him as Abdullah, to have ikhlas, to make us love serving, love to be good, love to please Allah, please each other for Allah, support each other for Allah, elevate the deen of Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, don't destroy your son and daughter. Don't destroy yourself, dunya and akhirah, by this ugly obsession. Get out of it. Be free. Be free. Because your children is an amana. Don't destroy them, and after that, keep crying over them. Please, time is running out. Make tawbah, elevate yourself quick, and be free from this obsession of any part of the dunya. Read how many verses in Quran about from among your family and spouse and children is a fitna, is an enemy. This Allah advised to us. What happened if we do not listen to the advice of Allah? We destroy ourselves. We destroy the family by our own hand. And we cry over it. And we play the victim. And we think, oh, I was trying to be good. I love, I love, I love. No. Forgive me. I say it loud and clear. You hate. Because if you love, you care. If you care, you give accordingly. Not according to you. Don't ever forget that. You're serving accordingly, not you're serving according to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentioned love, He said to you what He loved. Meaning, I get closer to Allah with the things He loved. I cannot initiate what I want. I have to show Allah my love by engaging of what He loves. Don't ever forget that. We're too far away from meaning of love. Wake up, my brother and sister in Islam. Feel. Feel the real love. Enjoy the pleasure of love. The love of Allah. Because you will never even love yourself unless you love Allah. If you love Allah, you will love yourself. If you love yourself, you will love goodness. You will love to be the servant of Allah. You will love to be good for Allah. It has nothing to do with you. No you. You is not exist. Don't ever forget that. You is not exist. And now you will be hungry how to serve Allah, how to please Allah, how to be good for Sabilillah. We are in a time. We are in a beautiful time. Because the opposite, you do not want to be selfish, greedy, blind, in heedlessness. Because we will die. We will die. But our legacy will never die. Legacy of quality. Legacy of goodness. Legacy of generosity. Legacy of serving. Is not talking, is not writing, no. Talk can be forgotten, but the action will never be forgotten. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart to be a real people for Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.